Page 181, Section 3.
Now, behavioral therapy identifies a patient's specific unwanted behaviors and applies learning principles to either change these behaviors or replace them with more appropriate ones. This therapy has made a substantial contribution to the treatment of phobias. The major behavioral techniques used are systematic desensitization, flooding, and modeling. The first one, systematic desensitization, is a process through which a phobic patient learns to relax and react calmly instead of anxiously when faced with a fearful object or situation. Systematic desensitization is taught in three phases. 1, relaxation training. 2, construction of a fear. And 3, the pairing of a feared object with a relaxation response. For example, when dealing with a fear of public speaking, a behavior therapist would first train the patient to relax different muscles and use various breathing techniques while imagining a mildly fearful situation. This situation might center around having dinner in a restaurant with a group of friends and feeling afraid to speak up when asked to pay more than his or her share. The therapist would then help the patient make a chart which lists mildly anxiety-causing situations, such as speaking with a small group of friends, along with more fearful situations, such as giving an oral presentation in class. Different fearful situations are then combined with a relaxation technique until the patient feels no trace of anxiety while visualizing these situations. Now, therapists who use the second technique, called flooding, believe that the patient will stop fearing things when they are exposed to them many times. Doctors think that patients will learn to realize that the supposedly dangerous situation is actually quite harmless. These therapists believe that people with phobic disorders should be forced to confront what they fear so that they will realize that no real danger exists. For example, a person may be asked to ride in the elevator 100 times in order to eliminate claustrophobia. Flooding can also be useful in eliminating an obsessive-compulsive ritual. The patient who has a fear of being dirty would be made to touch and handle dirt, but prevented from performing a hand-washing ritual. The third technique is modeling. Now, modeling is a form of learning in which a patient observes and imitates others. In this treatment, the therapist is the one who confronts the feared object while the patient watches. If a patient had a snake phobia, the therapist would touch and handle a snake and then encourage the patient to do the same. Or if a patient were fearful of heights, the therapist might climb up a high ladder as the patient watches. When the patient accepts the idea that climbing the ladder isn't really dangerous, he or she will be encouraged to do so.